Blog Talk Radio.
Concentrate on the thing you learn and obey his best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with open,
open arms.
And
the Lord
is there to take your hand.
Obey.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Welcome to Passion for Christ tonight. Again, I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ, here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be on this broadcast with you tonight. I am tired, man. We had a wonderful day on yesterday, all day affair, but I want you to give God some praise tonight because we celebrated our 7th anniversary here at the Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson, and it was just a wonderful day of love, fellowship, honor, and praise unto God. And if you just could have been a fly on the wall, thank all of you who couldn't make it, but prayed for us because you know you couldn't make it, but you wanted to be there. God is doing some exciting things with our ministry here in Anderson. Eventually, at some point, maybe this will all be in a book, but let me just tell you, God is good. He is truly awesome, and we give him all the praise on tonight. Tonight, again, we're talking about some powerful principles of promotion, and the reason why I think this is so apropos and so important is because everybody wants to be elevated, but not a lot of people want to do what it takes to for God to bless them to get to that level. So we want to give you some principles to help you understand how God has promoted people in the past. 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I want to kind of jump through a few verses in this narrative here just to prove a point. 1 Samuel 17, and I want to look at verse number 32. But interesting enough, I'm just going to read just a few verses, a few words in each verse. Notice 1 Samuel 17:32. The Bible says, David said. Notice 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 34. But David said to Saul. Notice 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 37. And David said, what are you trying to do tonight? Well, here's the answer. David opened up his mouth, the Bible teaches us, and he spoke positive words of victory. You will be surprised how many people will sit there and let the devil chew and gnaw at their faith, and they never open up their mouths and fight back. Can I just tell you tonight, I'm going to bless you tonight. I'm going to bless you because I know what you deal with, and I know what people go through because I study human behavior and I study anthropology, that is the study of human beings. And let me just tell you something about us. We get negative thoughts in our minds, and those negative thoughts will fester into our minds. And if we allow those negative thoughts about our destiny, those negative thoughts about our future, those negative thoughts about our relationships, those negative thoughts about our finances, and those negative thoughts about our spirituality or our overall health or well-being, if we allow those negative thoughts to be manifested in our spirit and do not rebuke or reject them, we will end up believing them. That's why anytime you hear a negative thought by a person, where you're at a place, dealing in a predicament, the devil is a spirit, and what he will try to do is exert to breed forth his demonic influence in your life. And the devil knows that you could lose seconds off your life, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years off of your life, not having any joy, sucking sour lemons, believing that you're on eggshells all day long over a negative thought, a seed that the devil used a person to plant in terms of negativity into your spirit, and you didn't know what to do, so you allowed it to fester, and you just began to believe it. But if you just have been paying attention to us on Passion for Christ, in verses number 32, 34, and 37, the Bible says that when David heard negative words spoken to his spirit, David opened up his mouth and said something. In other words, you have to replace a negative with a positive. When you hear negativity, replace it with positivity. When you hear negativity about your future victories, you have to replace and reflect. Let's say that together. Replace and reflect. One more time. Replace and reflect on the positivity of past victories. So when you hear negativity about your future victories, you have to replace and reflect on the positivity of past victories. You don't believe me? Let me prove it to you. 1 Samuel 17. I'm feeling a little bit more energy right now. 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 33, the Bible says, Saul said to David. Saul is the king. Most of you Bible readers know that. I just wanted to remind somebody tonight that who Saul was. So Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth. Now you see that? What's being spoken into David's spirit? What's being spoken into David's spirit is the fact that David can't do it. That's negativity. And the person who the devil is using to speak that negativity into David's spirit is the king or leader who himself you would think or expect Saul to have the faith, Saul not to be fearful, Saul to be a warrior. But guess what? Saul spoke fear. Saul spoke negativity into David's spirit. But you need to understand what David did. David replaced the negativity with positivity, and David also reflected on the positivity of past victories. Let me make that more plain for you. I feel like I need to. David reflected that there were some times in the past when he had faced similar insurmountable things before. So he reflected that if God has elevated me in the past when I went in front of a lion or a bear, I just believe that this giant is going to be like one of them. Because if you can optically look back and reflect on your past, some of the things we are facing right now, God has already proven to us and shown us before that he has blessed us to overcome it, blessed us to be victorious, and blessed us to get through it. Now, what just leaped into my spirit, I love God, and sometimes God, it's amazing what God will allow to leap into your spirit when you love the Lord. So you remember when the Israelites were murmuring and crying and complaining and getting on Moses and Aaron's last nerve because they were thirsty. They didn't have any water for their beast. They didn't have any water for their families and their wives and their children. And they said, we just need to go back to Egypt where the water was plentiful and we had food and we had all of these things and pomegranates and we had all those nice things. Let's just go back to slavery. And they just got on Moses' last nerve and caused the man of God, Moses, to do the wrong thing and sin against God. Just don't have time tonight. But they forgot that in the past, when they didn't have any water, God had allowed them to have water out of a rock before. So if God did it before, what we fail to do sometimes is reflect on the past when we were thirsty before, but God made a way out of no way. Can I just pause right here parenthetically and just tell you that we serve a powerful God? And God is so powerful. So if you believe in a God who has been stripped of his power, no wonder why you don't have no faith. No wonder why we don't have no faith if we're believing in a powerless God. But let me just tell you, the God that you and I serve has all power. God is so powerful that he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Now, in case you didn't know, he made something out of nothing. I feel like preaching tonight. He made something out of nothing, which means that God can use anything. So if God can make something out of nothing, he can use something that's already there and make it into something beautiful. So we serve a powerful God. Don't you ever leave this call on Passion for Christ with the Grace for Church of Christ in Anderson and host Brian C. Jones and not believe that the God that we serve is all powerful. And until you believe in the all powerful God El Shaddai, until you believe how powerful he is, then you will never, ever have the kind of faith and believe in him when you go through trials and tribulations. Because what David was saying, notice verse number 34. But David said, you see that? What is David doing? David has opened up his mouth and he's replacing negativity with positivity. But David said, but David said, but David said. So you got to make sure you open up your mouth and speak positive words of victory. But David said to Saul, your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. Notice what he says. I went out after him. Hold up, pause, rewind. Let's press play again. What did David just say? A lion or a bear came and took a lamb from his father's flock. Didn't David just say he went after him? Hold up. In other words, lions and bears are hunters. So David went after hunters. Well, that shows us that David was indeed a warrior. David hunted the hunters. David is not a prey. David was a hunter. David was a warrior. It didn't matter who you were, how big you were, how tall you were. David knew that it was not going to be on his might alone that was going to deliver him. David just believed with all of his heart that the God that he served was powerful and able to save him. That's why he went into his battles not trusting his ability. He went into his battles to fight his giants, trusting in God's ability, because a hunter usually does not worry about being hunted because he hunts. But David did not have a mentality as if he was prey. Now notice, David's motivation came from a strict moral code. Now I want to see if you can get this with me tonight. I hope I'm making sense to you. David's motivation came from a strict moral code. Someone was taking something that did not belong to them. David had the mentality as, I will not sit here and do nothing while wrong is being perpetuated and just sit here and act like I don't see it. So it didn't matter what it was or who it was or how big they were. David said, I'm a warrior, and that's what warriors do. So the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17, verse number 35, David said, I went after him and attacked him. So he's chasing hunters. David, as a hunter, is chasing a hunter. Then the Bible says, and attacked him. Why did he attack him? Because David was a warrior. And the Bible says, and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. You have to be a warrior, beloved, tonight. You have to fight for your family, fight for your faith, fight against the devil. Every day you got to fight if you are going to understand some powerful principles of promotion. And God elevated David because of all of this. Now, let me just show you this in verse number 36. The Bible says, your servant has killed. Now, this is he speaking about past reflections. He says, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Watch this. Since he has taunted the armies of the living God, can I tell you that the victory has to be spoken out of your mouth before you actually get into battle? A lot of times we lose the battle mentally before we even get into the battle. So would you just do me a favor tonight? This lesson is not about me. This lesson is not about me at all. I'm just a mailman delivering the mail. This message is about you and I believing in God to the degree that we're willing to speak out, open up our mouths and speak positive words of victory. If you need a business, if you need to start a business, I need you to say, I am going to start a business and I'm going to do this, this, and this, and the enemy can't do nothing about it. If you're suffering with an illness, you have to say, I'm going to trust in my God, and even if it don't heal me, I just believe that God is able to heal me. So every day I'm going to pray for the same thing and I'm going to believe it. Even though my condition may get worse every now and then, I'm going to trust in my God. And if God has it for me, God will allow it to happen. I don't care what no doctors say. I don't care what no nurses say. I don't care what they have said on the internet. I don't care what the Google search engine has said about other reviews about my condition. I just believe that God is able. And if God don't fix it, he going to take me on the glory. And so we just need to believe in the power. So would you just do me a favor? Whatever your giant is, would you just open up your mouth and speak victory over your giant? That could be a health giant, a financial giant, a relationship giant, a giant against your children, attack against your children, your attack against your grandchildren. The devil is trying to take our families. So would you just open up your mouth and say, devil, I won't let you take my family. God is going to bless my family. God is going to keep my family. God is going to bless my family to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. God will bless me to get the house, to get the car, and I'm going to glorify God with whatever he gives me, and to God be the glory even on tonight. I hope and pray, I'm out of time, that this has truly blessed your life. If you have a prayer request, we want you to dial number one right now. I'm pumped up. Why? Because I serve a God who is all powerful, and I serve a God who is able. And since I serve a God who is all powerful, and I serve a God who is all able, I am going to take my cares to him, pray about it, but I'm going to speak positive words of victory out of my mouth and trust God to fight my battles for me and help me win. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Passion for Christ with yours truly, Brian C. Jones. Dial number one on your phone right now. Let us pray for you. God bless you.
Caller in again, 2698. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones, Brother Mike Woods. Thank you once again for a wonderful lesson. Just continue prayer for your family and continue prayer for my family, and just continue prayer for everyone on the call this evening and all our new youths and new converts. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We'll certainly keep those people in prayer. And we just thank you for reminding us how powerful prayer is. Caller ending in 5249. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Thank you, Brother Jones, for the wonderful lesson. I'm still asking for continued prayer for my brother-in-law as he's in the hospital right now, my husband as he's been ill, and his sister that has a terrible sprain on her ankle. So if you would just pray for my entire family, we're praying for you and your family. praying for good health and congratulations on your 7th year anniversary. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Anderson. We certainly will keep you and your family in prayer, and we certainly appreciate your encouragement. Thank you for being with us tonight. Caller ending in 0114. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones, for that powerful lesson again, always. Thank you so much for the lesson. Ask a prayer for my mother-in-law. She's in the hospital. That's why I had to leave yesterday because she was in the hospital. And keep me in your prayer as well because I'm hurting. I had a lot of pain. So just keep me and my family in your prayers, my brother. And thank you so much. Love you. You ain't.
Thank
you.
I love you too, sister, and we both love you. We just thank God for you, and we'll certainly keep you in prayer. So good seeing you yesterday, and we'll keep you and your family in prayer. Thank you tonight as well for your encouragement. Caller in again, 1340. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please. Caller in again, 1340. You're on the air live now. Go ahead with your prayer request. It appears we have lost them. Caller ending in 9731. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Brother Jones, this is Brother Robinson. Thank you so much for that message. And I'd like for you to pray for our family. We're traveling now. And just continue to keep us lifted up in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Robinson. So good to have you. MC on yesterday, and good to have you in. Sister Gina back with us. Just felt like old times, and just so happy that God led your spirit to come our way again. It was epic, and we just certainly thank you guys for being with us and sharing that moment. Caller ending in 7293, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
This is Aiden Joy. Can you please just pray for my mommy and me and my brother and keep us safe and let everybody know, even you guys, Jesus will always be with you everywhere, and he will pray for you. You guys will love him. Amen.
All right. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Aiden Joy. We certainly appreciate that, and we believe that, and we'll keep you and your mommy and your family in prayer, and we believe in Jesus. That is the kind of example that I just believe that is missing in a lot of households when the families teach their children about Christ. And I'm just so thankful and so grateful to God that Aiden Joy has been taught about Christ Jesus. Thank all of you for being with us tonight and taking your cares to the Lord and entrusting us to do so in a manner that is faithful enough that God will hear our prayers. Thank all of you for tuning in. Make sure you speak positive words of victory. If you wouldn't, couldn't you physically able to bow with me, please, for a brief word of prayer. Oh, God, it's you who we love. It's you who we are giving all of our glory and our thanks to tonight for being a God who was all-powerful, all-knowing, and just for such an awesome God. Oh, God, our lives itself are just examples of your glory and your honor and what you've done with us and how far you have brought us. There are many of your people tonight, Lord, who are sick, have pain in their body, are aching and just have so many challenging situations that are going on tonight. Many of your people, Lord, are traveling from far distances. Many people, Lord, have family members that are just dealing with cancers and illnesses and various health maladies and challenges. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would just come here tonight and you just would go through everybody that's been requested prayers for. Touch every organ, every body, every cell, everything in that body that you created, oh God. And we just pray that you allow it to function the way you intended it for as long as you can. We just pray that healing take place tonight for everybody who needs it, and that you will allow us through that healing to be able to give testimonies about you, teach people the truth, convert our families to Christ, and just tell people about the God that we serve. Lord, tonight we just thank you so much for Aiden Joy, that you'll bless her and her mom and the family and everybody that stands in need of a relationship with Christ. God, thank you so much for the Robinsons. Continue to bless them to get home safe. without any harm, hurt, or danger. Be with Sister Smith tonight, Lord, as she is ailing and going through some health challenges, that you will restore her to a reasonable portion of health and strength. And we just thank you for her and her family. Lord, thanks tonight for Sister Anderson. Be with her brother-in-law. Be with her sister. Be with her entire family. And thank you for her encouragement for me and my mother and our family down through the years. Be with Brother Mike Woods, Lord, and bless him to continue to do all that he can for the cause of Christ as he prays for everyone that's on this call. Oh, God, before we conclude this prayer, be with even the people who listen to the archive versions of this message, that they will hear something that they could apply, Lord, and not only that, that you will bless them with whatever they stand in need of as well, and that you can just keep us alive and keep us going so that we can do everything we can for the cause of Christ. Bless us, love us, and keep us. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray, and we all say it.
I want to be
I want to be near the cross, where my Savior died.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.